Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your wife. Go wake up your husband. Go wake up them children. Wake up that oldest girl. Wake up that youngest girl. Wake up that oldest boy and that youngest boy. Let them know that In Your Corner is on there. Now go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepyhead. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. All right now, y'all wake up, wake up. Get out the bed, sleepyhead. Let me go get my roosters. Get out the bed, sleepyhead. Out the bed, sleepyhead. Out the bed, sleepyhead. Come on, roosters. Come on, roosters. Wake them up. Get them out the bed. We got some sleepyheads that's still in the bed. All right, come on, wake them up. Come on, Benny. Red Crow, y'all wake them up, 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 wake them up. Get them out the bed. They done got enough sleep. Y'all done got enough sleep. Y'all went to bed early anyway. All right, thank y'all, roosters. Let me put y'all roosters up. Thank y'all. Y'all doing such a great job. Great job. Great job. Let me go get a good song here. This is a song by Dorothy Norwood. The storm is almost gone.
You can put those hands together if you want. Come on, sing quiet.
Just watch.
It's almost gone.
That was Dorothy Norwood. The storm is almost gone, ladies and gentlemen. I can see the sun peeping through the clouds. Yes, the storm is almost gone. Did you hear what she said? It's always darkest right before the day. Yeah, it's always darkest right before the day. So if it's getting real dark, that lets you know daylight is on the way. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the book of Leviticus. Out of the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 1 through 4. Leviticus chapter 1 through chapter 4. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
The Book of Leviticus. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you bring an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that you may be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron the priest are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces. including the head and the fat on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, you are to offer a male without defect. You are to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. You are to cut it into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of them and burn them on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, you are to offer a dove or a young pigeon. The priest shall bring it to the altar, bring off the head, and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He is to remove the crop and the feathers and throw them down east of the altar where the ashes are. He shall tear it open by the wings, not dividing it completely, and then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is burning on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. When anyone brings a grain offering to the Lord, your offering is to be of the finest flour. You are to pour olive oil on it, put incense on it, and take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of the flour and oil, together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar. A food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the food offering presented to the Lord. If you bring a grain offering baked in an oven, it is to consist of the finest flour, either thick loaves made without yeast and with olive oil mixed in, or thin loaves made without yeast and brushed with olive oil. If your grain offering is prepared on a griddle, it is to be made of the finest flour mixed with oil and without yeast. Crumble it and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your grain offering is cooked in a pan, it is to be made of the finest flour and some olive oil. Bring the grain offering made of these things to the Lord. Present it to the priest, who shall take it to the altar. He shall take out the memorial portion from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the food offerings presented to the Lord. Every grain offering you bring to the Lord must be made without yeast, for you are not to burn any yeast or honey in a food offering presented to the Lord. You may bring them to the Lord as an offering of the first fruits, but they are not to be offered on the altar as a pleasing aroma. Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings. If you bring a grain offering of first fruits to the Lord, offer crushed heads of new grain roasted in the fire. Put oil and incense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest shall burn the memorial portion of the crushed grain and the oil, together with all the incense, as a food offering presented to the Lord. If your offering is a fellowship offering, and you offer an animal from the herd, whether male or female, you are to present before the Lord an animal without defect. You are to lay your hand on the head of your offering and slaughter it at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash the blood against the sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering you are to bring a food offering to the Lord, the internal organs and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. Then Aaron's sons are to burn it on the altar, on top of the burnt offering that is lying on the burning wood. It is a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If you offer an animal from the flock as a fellowship offering to the Lord, you are to offer a male or female without defect. If you offer a lamb, you are to present it before the Lord. Lay your hand on its head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering, you are to bring a food offering to the Lord. Its fat, the entire fat tail cut off close to the backbone, the internal organs, and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys, with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering presented to the Lord. If your offering is a goat, you are to present it before the Lord. Lay your hand on its head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. From what you offer, you are to present this food offering to the Lord, the internal organs and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering, a pleasing aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, you must not eat any fat or any...
The Lord said to Moses,
say to the Israelites, when anyone sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, he must bring to the Lord a young bull without defect as a sin offering for the sin he has committed. He is to present the bull at the entrance to the tent of meeting before the Lord. He is to lay his hand on its head and slaughter it there before the Lord. Then the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and carry it into the tent of meeting. He is to dip his finger into the blood and sprinkle some of it seven times before the Lord in front of the curtain of the sanctuary. The priest shall then put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of fragrant incense that is before the Lord in the tent of meeting. The rest of the bull's blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He shall remove all the fat from the bull of the sin offering, all the fat that is connected to the internal organs, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which he will remove with the kidneys, just as the fat is removed from the ox sacrificed as a fellowship offering. Then the priest shall burn them on the altar of burnt offering. But the hide of the bull and all its flesh, as well as the head and legs, the internal organs and the intestines, that is all the rest of the bull, he must take outside the camp to a place ceremonially clean, where the ashes are thrown, and burn it there in a wood fire on the ash heap. If the whole Israelite community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, even though the community is unaware of the matter, when they realize their guilt and the sin they committed becomes known, the assembly must bring a young bull as a sin offering and present it before the tent of meeting. The elders of the community are to lay their hands on the bull's head before the Lord, and the bull shall be slaughtered before the Lord. Then the anointed priest is to take some of the bull's blood into the tent of meeting. He shall dip his finger into the blood and sprinkle it before the Lord seven times in front of the curtain. He is to put some of the blood on the horns of the altar that is before the Lord in the tent of meeting. The rest of the blood he shall pour out at the base of the altar of burnt offering at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He shall remove all the fat from it and burn it on the altar and do with this bull just as he did with the bull for the sin offering.
In this way, the priest will make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. Then he shall take the bull outside the camp and burn it as he burned the first bull. This is the sin offering for the community. When a leader sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the commands of the Lord his God, when he realizes his guilt and the sin he has committed becomes known, he must bring as his offering a male goat without defect. He is to lay his hand on the goat's head and slaughter it at the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered before the Lord. It is a sin offering. Then the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. He shall burn all the fat on the altar as he burned the fat of the fellowship offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for the leader's sin, and he will be forgiven. If any member of the community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, when they realize their guilt and the sin they have committed becomes known, they must bring as their offering for the sin they committed a female goat without defect. They are to lay their hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it at the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest is to take some of the blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. They shall remove all the fat, just as the fat is removed from the fellowship offering, and the priest shall burn it on the altar as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. If they bring a lamb as their sin offering, they are to bring a female without defect. They are to lay their hand on its head and slaughter it for a sin offering at the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered. Then the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. They shall remove all the fat, just as the fat is removed from the lamb of the fellowship offering, and the priest shall burn it on the altar on top of the food offerings presented to the Lord. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them for the sin they have committed, and they will be forgiven.
All right, that was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 1 through 4. May God bless those who have read and who heard his holy word this morning. All right, y'all. It's prayer time now. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what we do. You know what to do. Come on. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's grab hands. Let's grab hands. Let's circle up. And let's bow our head and close our eyes. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Come on, will you pray with me this morning? Come on, pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for giving us another day and another week. A day and a week we did not earn our merit, but it was by your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up early this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we started out our day. Thank you, Lord, that we look around this morning and all just seem to be well. Thank you, Lord, for giving us eyes that we can see. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us ears we can hear. Thank you, Lord, you've given us nose and we can smell. Thank you, Lord, you've given us tongues that we can taste with and talk. Thank you, Lord, for the mobility of our arms and legs. Everything is moving and working. And we thank you this morning, dear God. Lord, we do want to remember those that are less fortunate. Those, dear God, who can't see. Those who can't hear. Those who can't smell. Those, dear God, who are not in their right mind. Dear God, we pray that, Lord, that you'll send compassionate people by to help your people today. Because they are indeed your people. And just like you told Moses, because Moses says, I can't talk that good. But you said, you asked Moses, Moses, who made the tongue? Who made these things? And so, Lord, you are well aware of those who are handicapped, our handicapped brothers and sisters. And so, Lord, we ask that you will encourage them and strengthen them. And Lord, we just ask that you will meet all of our needs, dear God. Because, Lord, all of us need you today. Even those, dear God, who still can see and hear and taste and touch, we still need you today, dear God. Just because we can walk don't mean that we don't need you. We need you today, dear God. We need you on our jobs. We need you in our homes. We need you in our community. We need you in our government. We need you in our schools. We need you everywhere. We need you today. Now, Lord, touch in a mighty way. Bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of. And we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture, and we done had our prayer. Clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us today. Thank you for getting up early this morning with our roosters. Now, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLI-TV is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's me, Zach, and a whole lot more. Get ready now for that early morning sermon. We're going to play a couple of commercials, then we're going to have that early morning sermon on for you. Early birds get the worm, yes sir. All right, then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood, and somebody needs to say something about it. Listen, this is not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. This is some kooky, crazy stuff going on in the neighborhood. That's why we got to have some Ghostbusters. We gotta find out what's happening in the neighborhood. We gotta expose that evil. Because listen, if we don't expose it, listen, evil will grow in the dark. But we're going to put some light on it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back in the Situation Room. 9 o'clock, a look in the book. 10 o'clock, Unshackled. 11 o'clock, a deeper look in the book. 12 o'clock, if we miss any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.